from that supposedly.
Well, I can find it through the mail, underneath, I just called his office, no, there's no hurry. But if you had any discussion with Detroit busing decision, what if anything we're gonna do about it?
No, as I understand it, what they're doing is writing a very strong busing thing for the signing deal on higher education. She hit that, and then followed the...
You know what that would be?
I think it's the first part of the week. And then you hit the, we just maintain the drumbeat on trying to get our busing stuff passed with going to the basic strategy, writing the constitutional amendment, assuming we don't get ours passed, which we won't. The higher, as I understand it, the Higher Education Act busing provision does prohibit the execution of the Roth order. There's a busing provision in it does nullify the Roth order, at least for the time being.
Well, that's not particularly encouraging, is it?
No, because it makes it look as if it's more effective than it is. And it's got to be written on the basis, if that's the case, then it's got to be written on the basis of making the point that although it doesn't do it adequately. Somebody's hanging or something.
I know it's a little squib on staff salaries in the election committee.
And they have to file the salaries.
Yeah. I hope that Malik in his study goes into that. You know, I'm an absolute nut on this business of a bunch of goddamn people overpaid and staff.
Yeah, but
an election staff.
You've got what you've got there now. Can't do much about that. There are a few that are overpaid. There's
50 people that are well on hour. Are there some overpaid?
Oh, yeah. We raised hell about it, but way back, long before Mitchell got in there, you know, he was kind of just approving things.
We've already raised hell about it.
Yeah, and especially because they were taking people from here and paying them a lot more than they were making, or some more than they were making. One case a lot more than they were making here. That was a guy who was underpaid here, so but that wasn't that is what was to make it up. Changing what's there at one time.
And they're watching it now.
Absolutely. And it's not, there's not very much very far out of line. It's there. What is, I don't think you can do anything about it. Seven years. year and a half ago.
I see. So John picked him up.
John thinks very highly of him, and consistently has. No, we went through a touchy thing for a period there because we kind of moved Malik in, you know, to replace Fleming, in a sense. East and up had it done on a very friendly basis about a year and a half ago.
Boy, that was a great show.
Yeah. And Fleming perfectly happy. And he did it on the basis he was going to go back and run for office again.
Film crew,
Carruthers, I've gone over the, all the footage.
So now Mark Carruthers will counterbalance the speed limit because there'll be more Berkeley's and Midwestern and the rest. I do not want this, this aimed at the suspects. Let's be, I mean, be sure we understand we're aiming at, of course, we're aiming at borders we don't have, but don't aim at the, that sort of liberal left. If you ever read that column that I told you about, the Greeley column, the movement is headed.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about Spiegel, see. I mean, he's one of the bearded guys who's probably, in that, he may, I don't mean he's a bad man necessarily, but he may be just mixed up. Because there's just a hell of a lot of people, Bob. That's what set me off, is a horrible ruling by that Ruckel's house and DDT. God damn it, should have been submitted to me. I'm violently against that. Violently against it. Our Nobel Prize winner stood out here on this ground early when I was there and heard him say it and said, he said, let me tell you something. He said, before we had DDT, they lost 30,000 dead a year in Ceylon from malaria. After DDT, they lost none. Now when we get rid of DDT, they'll lose 30,000 dead a year. Now what do you want to do? Do you want to save the goddamn mockingbird or whatever it is down there? Or do you want to save human lives? And what the Christ is the matter with us?
It isn't just saving human lives either. It's saving cotton
crops.
People need it.
No, really, it's
they apparently have phased that out of there.
Huh?
They can apparently, they've got substituted insecticides.
No, they tell me they're worse. But anyway.
That's the thing they don't know.
Yeah. Got to
put their better others.
Now the point is that, the point is, you see, Rocco's house is sitting in there. He has around a bunch of radicals. What the hell? Can you have Malik, with all of his other dudes, make a quiet check of who the hell Rocco's house has over there? I'll lay you money. He's got McGovern assholes.
I'll check it. Because we've got we're doing it.
Yeah.
Total analysis.
You see, I want to know who the hell is over there. Because people that are in an environment are generally left-wing liberals, right? And I'll bet you that's why the Ford thing came out the way it did. You know, they want to destroy the Ford Motor Company or any motor company. See? And here the DDT thing comes on. It just makes all of our people friends of man.
Yeah.
It doesn't accomplish a damn thing. I think this is one area that we ought to get out of John's hands. That, you know, John is so, you know, all heated up about his environment himself that he just made his judgment. And of course, Whitaker's the same. Both Johns. You can't have somebody who's for something dismantle it. See, and I don't mean I have any question about their honesty or loyalty, but I just think I want somebody who's against it, who thinks as I do, to begin to work in this environmental field. Weren't you shocked with that damn thing?
Yeah, because I thought it would have been, you know, they had put a delay on that anyway. I knew they had put a bandage around it.
You know, sugar thing, Jesus Christ. Which is a silly thing, too. The gone all the options. Well, what I was going to say is that I do feel that little piece by that priest. Very, very salutary warning to us as to our staffers, people that live in Washington, the people work in Washington, read the New York Sandwich House stuff and so forth. They think the movement is it. How many times have you heard people around that White House table, including not just Moynihan, but Finch, Rumsfeld, and Ehrlichman and others say, you know, well, what the young people, Rogers, Bill Rogers, right?
Yep.
Have we not had that argument? I mean, time and time again.
Yep.
I'm not sure they're right. I think they could have been at a certain time for a while. Well, you'll have an examination, Bob, made of Mr. Spiegel. We can't do anything about it. We got it now. office in the old tradition, you know, which appeals to, you know, but basically corny, you know. Not so way out that it's, now, who we put on this to be sure? Police, we put more, or I just assigned somebody, a writer.
I will, when they get the rough cuts, the, you know, patched together, the thing they want to do, there's no commitment at that point. Look at it on the basis of what we got there.
What are they aiming for, half hour?
Sure. They're going for, I think 20 minutes on each of them. But see, they're not going for bought television time. They're all extendable and contractable, and they're all, they'll all have, you know, stuff they can take out of it, short commercials or short films and all that sort of thing. They're going for the interest level time.
So, the Princess of Rider show, just coming in the gate. Now, Laird is here, and it's not reflected in your briefing paper. Laird, Secretary Laird, has been hosting this week, feels that, or believes that he's part of this meeting. Dave recommends that he be included.
Oh, sure.
Second thing is that Prince arrived with 7 photographers, of his own official photographers. And since they photographed Mango out, it's recommended that the Bradford Game and the Press be permitted to take it.
Sure.
As a photograph. Okay. All right, so all the way to double bus then.
Yes, sure. I'll be ready by 3. By 5.
All right, so I'll wait 5.
You said this photographer.
Check one thing on the suggestion for tomorrow is that they're burying John Van at Arlington. And suggestion is made that you have his son, his wife is divorced and he can't return. They have his son, his family come over after
will his wife come?
Jim, yeah, she'll be there.
Divorced wife.
And the 5 children, and he presented a posthumous Medal of Freedom to his oldest son.
Well, I already mentioned that the Medal of Freedom when he died, but Hague said that it was too complicated and he thought it shouldn't be done.
Well, this is a Hague recommendation now. He's come back with it. Mm-hmm. And he's suggesting...
Present it to his son.
Joe Alsop, who was very close to it, had a letter from him just before he died, written immediately before he died.
Yeah.
And Joe sends it to you with a letter from him, saying that he doesn't presume to offer trifling advice to presidents, but he thought he would want to see John Van's letter, and then says, his advice is childishly simple. Why don't you appear without announcement and by surprise at Van's funeral service at 11 o'clock Friday? Well, that's when your signature were in. I don't think you want to go to the funeral service anyway.
No.
But this would top that. What Haig is suggesting, and he's recommending going ahead with this, he's suggesting that we also let Alsop come to the Medal of Freedom ceremony as an observer, since he was so close to him and got this letter. But Alsop was impressed with it. He says in this letter, it's worth passing on to you above all because of what he has to say about you. By no means all the presidents I have known have been able to command the unqualified loyalty and admiration of outstanding and brave experience and dedicated public service like John Van. In his letter, Van gives him a full page of analysis of the military situation's specifics on. And he says, my April 12th predictions are holding quite well, and they were made without the certainty of the tremendously courageous and timely decision of the President. With those decisions, I now have absolute certainty that Jap has committed a blunder equal to or greater than that of Tet of 68. His only hope to salvage his position now is a breakthrough in Paris, and I hope the President is well aware that, barring a negotiated settlement in Paris, the enemy has had it, and will not constitute a credible threat for several years hence, which will then be irrelevant. He said, nice seeing you again. I planned to return to Washington in July, but could not afford to miss the fun we're going to have that month. Kind of sad.
Isn't that great? Sure, I'd be glad to.
But it might be a nice thing if the...
Hague had overruled it, and frankly, I'd have him come in and present it to his son.
Son.
That way to avoid the divorce wife.
That's the suggestion. Give it to the older son, oldest son. He's got 2 brothers and a sister. We let them come in too, so it isn't just the wife. You know, kind of service.
When you set it up, what time?
It would be about just afternoon tomorrow, and then you could leave right after that.
Well, is the funeral tomorrow?
Funeral's at 11 o'clock.
Well, yeah, come right.
They come right over to Marlington. We have them brought over right to the White House.
Well, if I leave, or either that, or if I decide that, I was thinking of another possibility. I might have BD come up, and I might take that Sequoia down the river. I mean, want to do that sometime.
Spend the night on.
What?
Maybe you can spend the night on.
Yeah, just it's sort of a possibility. I don't know. I think it looks like in the morning I'll have you make a hell of a good check of the weather.
Weather in Florida. BD suggested, incidentally, that if you do go down and go to Walker's, that you land at Grand Bahama, and then it's a 10-minute chopper to Walker's.
Oh, can we do that?
Yes, sir. No problem. You can swing in, transfer to the chopper, go over, and then I'll take your plane on over to Homestead and leave it. But we can get you out to Walker's without having to take the long chopper ride.
Jesus Christ, that'd be great. That almost sells me. You guys might want to get a little sun. I'm just delighted he worked the fan thing. I remember the moment I heard of his death, I called Hague and told him, let's give him a medal.
Well, we raised it too, and then it got bogged down. But now Hague is very much in favor of it. And the military would really be nice for anybody. So.
Great. Just a second. Bob, when you check, I'll have you run the speaker thing up. Henry. I had one thought that I wanted to run by this week, but what would you say to my guest sending a cable to Q, congratulating him on the Eureka Band lock? I say, okay. Well, the